To that end, let me ask you now to rise as you are able for the reading of the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark. For many churches in the United Methodist system, today is Palm Passion Sunday. People cram the entire story of Holy Week into one day. I don't believe that that does it justice. That's why we have the appropriate days over the Holy Week schedule to do that. So today we celebrate the story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem with, in the background, the form of crucifixion, the cross. It is here. It is ready. It is what was in the back of his mind. The Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. In your pew Bible in the New Testament on page 44. If you're looking in the large print edition, it's on page 57. Hear these words. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.' So they went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, 'What are you doing untying that colt?' They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. And those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven.' Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.